Did you hear Spider-Man actor Tom Holland is taking a break from all social media?
I would.
Yeah, I would too. If I wasn't in this business, I 100% will. My best friend.
Would you?
Yes.
Yeah.
My best friend gave up Facebook like a year or two ago. He sometimes gets on Instagram once in a blue, but he says it's like the best thing he's ever done. And you want to know why? He has a lot of social anxiety, and he's like, that wasn't helping the situation.
Here's the interesting stuff to this. So Tom Holland has shared a video saying that he will take a break from social media to take care of his mental health. Okay. Mm-hmm. That I understand.
Would you?
Yes. I have gotten to the point I'm done. I'll tell you in a minute here. I find Instagram and Twitter to be overstimulating and to be overwhelming. And by the way, a break also includes TikTok. I just want to let you know the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that he spirals when he reads things about himself online. I can relate to that. Allie, you could write crap about Allie all day long, how horrible she is.
I love it.
And she just takes it all in.
I eat it up. I'm like, keep going.
I am the polar opposite of that.
Because you don't know me at all.
I know. I am the polar opposite of that because it affects me because you don't know me at all. And it's like, why are you doing that? You know, like if you don't even, you know nothing.
Right.
Even if you think you know something, you really know nothing.
Even when, here's what happens too. Somebody will post one thing and then all of a sudden 10 other people, yeah, I hate her too.
Okay. And now he's like, bring it on, sisters, hate me.
We're not friends, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm only going to let in positivity in my life and people who I love and they love me back.
No, for me, it's interesting. I don't, if I was at a point where we didn't have to do it for, you know, in association to our work stuff,
mm-hmm.
I don't need it anymore. I mean, if I wanted to, for me, Facebook's a phone book. Honest to God, if I want to find somebody from back in the day, I'll find them and I'll send them a message, you know, that way. Other than that, I don't care about what you're doing in your house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I cared, we'd be talking about it. You know,
it goes back to what you were saying yesterday, that your mom said you only have a handful of really close friends. Scott's saying to you right now, I have my five. I can just call them or connect with them in some other way.
Now, there are times it's fun to reach out and mm-hmm. talk to people, but God, I'm sick of wishing everybody a happy birthday. Ah,
did you ever think? Well, but that's
text people happy birthday if I know it's
if
your birthday.
You care.
Yeah,
me
if
too.
I care.
I only, not only, I shouldn't say only, but I really love doing the personal reach out.
Yes.
As opposed to the HBD.
I don't know. And is it weird though? It's like, okay, so Annette posted some cute pictures from the kids over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. If nobody goes to see it, I'm fine too.
Why do you think
she
does it?
Let it be your storage place for where it is. What?
Oh, do you think she does it as like a storage thing? Because I will say,
like an archive.
Yeah, I will say this. So yesterday when I was making the Halloween costume TikTok, I did have to go back to, I even was trying to log onto my MySpace to find old costumes.
Yeah.
Because it has become a storage place for some pictures. Because sometimes I just end up deleting or losing pictures because I never update my cloud.
Okay, it's different. I see what I'm... you've given me a minute to collect my thought on this, on why you think she posts about the kids.
Yeah.
I think there's enough people that are out there that are connected to her,
mm-hmm.
that don't talk to her enough, that she would not send a mass text out to of the pictures of the kids at the beach, you know, laying in the sand, smiling. Yeah. All right, it's a nice picture, right? Don't get me wrong. It's a really cute picture.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easier just to post it. And for those people that are there that see it, then that's fine. I'm not going in searching it out. I could give two damns what my friend Rob's doing. You know what I mean?
I can honestly say, do I enjoy pictures of your children? I do. And apparently I'm not on the daily text list from Annette.
No,
but
I'm
something cute.
So I think that's about the only reason for it. Other than that, I do not sit there and scroll through the feeds anymore. I just don't.
So I will say when I see Annette's pictures, it does give me happiness, especially when it's Gavin.
Yeah. Yep. And what's the other kid?
Cynthia.
Yeah.